on March 27, 2006,
National Polygamy Advocate Mark Henkel
was interviewed by Shelley Duffy for News Radio 1020 KDKA.
KDKA?
Yes, may I please speak with Shelley Duffy?
This is Shelley.
Hello, Shelley. This is Mark Henkel with TruthBearer.org.
Hi, how are you, Mark? Nice to talk to you. Thanks for calling. I appreciate that.
I'm glad to. I did want to say that this is being tape-recorded.
Yes, this is taped. It's and I actually will only be using some sound bites from it. And just wanted to talk about the whole polygamy topic. Obviously, with the onset of Big Love, the TV show on HBO, there's been a lot of talk about it, and I think people are interested, fascinated, whatever it might be. So we just kind of wanted to address some of those things, ask a couple of questions, and like I said, I do a piece weekly called Duffy's Dossier, and that's where I was going to use it, okay?
That sounds good, but I wanted to let you know we're recording this also.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. I want to make sure you approve.
I don't plan on saying anything too bad, so we're in good shape.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on hold, and when I bring you up, I'll get a level from you, and then we'll go ahead and get started, okay?
Sure. I did want to know, what is the... So the report is about the HBO show specifically?
Well, yeah, only because that it's been in the news so much.
Okay.
And, there have been this obviously caused a lot of talk.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think there's a lot of fascination about the whole topic and
sure.
why someone would want to even be married, to multiple wives.
I understand. So are you a news reporter or are you a commentary?
I'm part of the KDK Radio, first radio station in
mm-hmm.
the country.
Yep.
And I work on the morning news program with Larry Richard and John Shumway. And I do different informational pieces and segments throughout the morning and throughout
mm-hmm.
the week. And this is one of my pieces.
Because this is, so in other words, it's not going to be a live interview. You're going to be clipping from whatever you get out of there.
Yes, you're just going to answer my questions.
Yep.
I will take those answers
mm-hmm.
and put them, again in my piece.
Right. Okay, I just need assurance then, an agreement that anything I say will not be said out of the context of the place in which I say it.
Well, like I said, the only way I would use it would be to answer the questions that I will be asking whenever I do the piece. So, if there's something that you're uncomfortable with...
Right. Well, I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is you ask one question, I answer it, and then later on we answer another question, and then you piece the two together.
That's not...
So we have an agreement you won't do that.
Yeah, that's not the purpose of the piece. So, that's not what I...
I understand, but we have been sandbagged before, so I just needed to assure that we have that understood.
Here's the thing. Maybe you're not even the person I need to be talking to then.
Oh, totally. Because I know this is specifically because of that reason.
Okay.
I am the National Polygamy Advocate, and so you want to talk to me, but I need
to
assure.
I wanted to make sure.
To
make sure you were the right person.
Totally. So. I am the person to talk to, for sure.
Well, like I said, I have no intention of doing that, so...
Okay, then we've got that understood. Let's proceed.
Okay.
Super.
KDK Radio.
Yes, I was on the phone a moment ago with Shelley Duffy and got transferred and apparently got disconnected somehow. My name's Mark Henkel. I'm with TruthBearer.org.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Sure.
I'm going to try to find where she is.
She was transferring it to a number to record an interview.
I'm going to transfer it on 44, okay? Hold on just a second.
Sure.
All right, it's not transferring. Can I have her call you?
Okay.
Hello?
I'm here, Mark. Let me see if I can put you on hold and bring you up. That's the only problem is I don't know that in the past we've tried this line and it doesn't seem to work. So let me put you on hold.
Sure.
And I'm sorry about that. I don't know why hold didn't work.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
We'll see how this works.
Okay. Sure.
No, you know what, Mark? It doesn't come up on my board. So that's the only problem. And unfortunately, this bounces into our newsroom, and that's
mm-hmm.
why sometimes... They didn't know you had to call back, so they automatically picked it up. So if you could, just call back on the very first number that you called, which was the 2547, and I'll just make sure I let them know not to pick it up, okay?
Actually, that was the number I did call. I can call that again, though.
Well, my point is they picked it up in the newsroom, and they can't transfer from in there. So just call back on that number again.
I'll do it right now.
And that's what had happened, is they accidentally picked up, that's all.
Sure.
Okay?
I'll do it.
Thanks.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, now we're good to...
There we go.
Okay, now, I'm going to try to hold again. Hopefully you'll still be there when I... Okay. Mark?
I'm here.
You know what? It is not on hold for some reason.
Hmm.
When I put it on hold... Hey, don't go anywhere.
I hear silence when you click the button.
Yeah, let me see. Maybe I should just bring it up and through the board. Maybe the light's just not lit. So hang on 2 seconds, okay?
Sure.
Can you hear me?
I can.
All right, then. That just means all of the lights are burned out.
Oh, my.
So that is why I will alert somebody of that. But good, I have you here. That's what must have happened is, like I said, I automatically assumed that the light would be lit.
Uh-huh. The sound has changed. You sound more like you're in a can.
Well, like I said, my voice isn't going to be an issue, so...
Sure. I understand.
I have to pot it up real high for you guys to hear me, but technically in my studio, it's kind of feeding back into the mic. But for you guys to hear it, that's why it sounds that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I'm going to go ahead here and get started. The first thing I want to know is, who is still practicing polygamy? Why is it something that people would want to practice?
Well, there is... different forms or different reasons why people participate in polygamous marriage. You have to understand that a neutral noun is not modified by an absent adjective. Just as the word rainy modifies day for a rainy day, changes it from being a sunny day when you use the adjective sunny, the same thing is true with polygamy. There are different adjectives that precede it, such as Mormon polygamy is based on the Book of Mormon and Doctrines of Covenants and various religious principles that are specifically Mormon. There is Christian polygamy, which is purely New and Old Testament Bible-believing, evangelical, conservative, pro-family Christians that are realize that the Bible never established the one-man, one-woman doctrine that the Catholic institution invented, and are seeing a world, a culture of abandoned single moms in a society of dumbed-down males with marriage-phobic baby daddies, and realize men really need to grow up and be real men and care about women and help women be the best that they can be. That's Christian polygamy. There's other forms such as Muslim polygamy and so forth. So there's really different reasons why various individuals would do that. You can't say it's one monolithic concept.
Now, if you could then describe, you are an advocate of polygamy, correct?
I'm the national polygamy advocate, correct.
Okay. Now, with the onset of Big Love, which is the TV show on HBO that's created quite a lot of talk, have you seen that this is a positive thing? Is this a negative thing? Is it true to life? Does it portray this lifestyle true to form?
Well, ultimately, it's really just a soap opera premised around a Mormon polygamous family. So as much as you might say Desperate Housewives is an example of real-life individuals, I mean, it's soap opera storytelling in order to get people to watch a show with the hyped-up, you know, dysfunctional interpersonal dynamics. With that said, it does present the reality. It shows that the fantasy that it's all about sex is ridiculous. And if anything, shows that it can actually be a pain in the neck for the man.
Yeah, exactly. Which is, I guess, what part of my other question was, is why would a man, what is the whole basis behind that for taking on more than, you know, many people would tell you that one wife is enough, why would you bring that entire realm into a relationship?
Well, Mormon polygamy has a whole different reason. They've got... their religious reasons that believe that there are these pre-existence of souls, that they have to have as many wives to have as many children so that those children will be the houses of the souls that are pre-existing and they'll be born into Mormons and not the wicked. That's a Mormon concept and kind of obligates women, and that's why Mormon polygamy has been so distasteful to society. Christian polygamy, for example, is another model and actually is a nurturing model of Christ loving women. We're talking about men really growing up. Just because individuals may understand how to, say, for example, a third grader learns how to multiply, that's all they know how to do, but that doesn't mean others can't grow up and learn more and learn how to do algebra. The same thing is true with intimacy. The level of a man may understand and be able to grow to intimacy of understanding intimacy with one woman, but real men can even grow further and understand a multiplied level of intimacy and really understand how to nurture and help women be the best that they want to be.
What would be something that you would like listeners to know about polygamy? Maybe something that's misunderstood, something else that is misunderstood, something that people do not know or understand. What would be something you'd like to drive home?
Polygamy is not about the women. I'll start again. Polygamy is not about what the man wants. It's actually about the women and men growing up and being real men and caring about the women and helping them be what they want to be. So that would be it. The fantasy that it's all about sex for the man is just ridiculous. And certainly, if you think about it with real intelligence, you put together more than one intelligent woman, there is no way a man is going to get away with being a tyrant and chest-pounding. If anything, they're going to gang up on him.
Well, and you said it's about helping the women also be what they want to be, but how, and I don't know, maybe perhaps this is just the norm in our society, and it's something so different, but, you know, do these women really appreciate the fact that they're sharing one man? How does the woman feel about all that?
Well, that's... look at our culture right now. We're in a culture of overwhelming marriage-phobic, baby-daddy, player-got men, males, the era of dumbed-down males, and we're having a cultural tragedy of littered the landscape with abandoned single moms that are hamsters in a wheel working just to pay for daycare from a low-paid stranger or to go on welfare. Now you have the opportunity where an abandoned single mom can be in a family. One who wants to work can work. One who wants to stay home and raise the children can. They can make their own choices, and they know that the children are being raised by love and by their own values, not by some underpaid, low-paid stranger. It allows them. There are families that have been able to trade off caring for the children while they traded off going to school. One went, got an education, then once that happened, they traded off, and then the other one was able to. And they were actually able to improve their entire lives that they never otherwise would have been able to have afforded to. As Dr. Joyce Brothers said in 1994 on Bill Maher's Politically Incorrect show, "I would rather be third in line of a good man than the only wife of a jerk." And we're in a culture of abandoned single moms and dumbed-down males who are marriage-phobic, baby-daddy players. We're talking about men who want to grow up.
There have been some that have said this is the new gay rights movement. Do you agree with that?
Well, actually, I am the creator of the soundbite, "Polygamy rights is the next civil rights battle." So you're speaking to the originator of that phrase. Okay. There's many news reports that I've done over the years. Suddenly, it's now being said as if it's the new thing. I've been saying it for years, and there's been news reports of me saying that for years. We are the next civil rights battle. However, it is not that we are learning from the homosexuals, and that is a deception that is attempted to being used. What we are saying is actually we have the solution to end this exhausting, tiresome debate of so-called same-sex marriage. And that is that constitutionally, government has no authority to be involved in marriage whatsoever. The 10th Amendment makes that clear. If it's not in the Constitution, the federal government has no authority to do it. The word marriage has never been in the Constitution and never belongs there. The real solution to stop the biological impossibility of same-sex marriage while at the same time providing a win-win to those who want what they imagine as same-sex marriage is get government out of it altogether, and then homosexuals have no legal standing, and it's just a matter of them imagining whatever they want to imagine, and conservatives, our fellow conservatives, as that's what we come from, Christian polygamy comes from evangelical conservative Christians, the true conservative position is limited government. Get government out of it altogether, and there's no more legal debate.
All right. You know what, Mark? That's all I needed. The only thing I want to make sure I have right, how would you like me to refer to you?
Well, I am Mark Henkel, mm-hmm. H-E-N-K-E-L, mm-hmm. founder of the Christian Polygamy Organization.
Okay. Let me write this down.
Sure.
Christian Polygamy, okay.
Organization. Don't call us a group. We're an organization. Okay. We're a cross-denominational organization. We've got Baptists and Pentecostals and all kinds.
Okay, so organization.
Right.
Okay.
Called truthbearer.org. And the T and the B are capital, but that's only if you're printing it out. If this is radio, I guess it doesn't matter. But it's truthbearer.org, not com, .org.
Okay.
And it's also, there's no the. It's just simply truthbearer.org. And I am the National Polygamy Advocate.
All right. That is all that I needed. Thank you. That provided a lot of background information that I'm sure a lot of people don't know about.
Absolutely. When would this be, and how would I be able to hear a copy of it?
You know what? I don't know. I would probably have to send an email because I'm not sure.
I just started the first.
Oops. Sorry about that. I hit the plant. I'm not sure when it'll air because I do a lot of these ahead of time.
Sure.
So what I try to get the interviews, and then that way I have kind of like a stockpile. So I would assume it would be in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
So there might be, and we stream, so you would be able to hear it.
Okay.
You know, even online. So mm-hmm. I would have to just probably fire off an email at the time.
You'd have to give an advance notice of it.
Yeah, like I said, as long as I knew ahead of time and mm-hmm. like I said, it would be within the next couple of weeks, I would assume.
Okay, so at this point, just wait for you to send it. If it's already...
Can I send it just to that email?
Well, yes. Yeah. truthbearer.org.
Okay, perfect. I will do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I said, that's really all I can tell you right now because I'm not sure. I have three other ones in the can, too, and I also have a writer who helps me and also a production guy, so it's a matter of coming up with all the pieces and putting it together.
I fully understand that. My question was just simply how to obtain a copy of it and to know when it's coming.
Well, like I said, I'll let you know
Super.
When it's airing.
So I appreciate that.
You can hear it yourself, okay?
I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate your help, okay?
Thank you. Now you have a good day.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mark Henkel is National Polygamy Advocate, presented polygamy to the public since 1994. NationalPolygamyAdvocate.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.